Hi, my name is Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson. This is show number 285, and that is the Brass Bonanza for anybody who grew up in New England like I did. They know what that is.
Yes, the theme song for the once but no longer Hartford Whalers.
Correct. And I was talking about it on Twitter last week, and I had a note, you know, because what I do is I have this little notepad that I jot things down that we're going to talk about throughout the week. And I was going through my notes right before we were getting ready to do the show, and I'm like, Brass Bonanza. Oh, yes, I must play that.
Yes. So, and just to bring it all together,
yes,
we're celebrating isn't exactly quite the right
mourning
word. We're mourning. We're memorializing the no longer Seattle, no longer Supersonics.
Right. So, in fact, there's the time that says we have to do that. So that's why I wanted to play the Brass Bonanza, because it was it just reminded me of my childhood. And like I say, anybody who grew up in New England knows the Hartford Whalers. And, well, apparently not many of you really care because you didn't go to the games.
I didn't grow up there. I remember the Hartford Whalers.
Right. You remember the Hartford. And Gordie Howe.
I was living in Philly back then. I was
right.
A Flyers fan.
God, look at us talking about hockey. We sound like we're from Canada.
And it's gorgeous out.
So, yeah. So, welcome to the show. We don't know when this show is going to go up. Normally, I post the show on Sunday, but this show, by the time Sunday gets here, I'm going to be in LA ready for E3.
Yep.
So, I'm posting this show. We're recording it earlier, and I'm going to post it either Friday night or Saturday morning.
Okay.
Why are you looking? You're completely
just
distracted.
I have no comeback for that. It's like, yes, you will.
So, that's what's going on. And, you know, I just talked about E3. I've got a lot of, I'm excited about E3. I can't contain it.
Cool.
I can't contain it. I'm excited about E3. You and I have gotten a chance to look at some of the stuff we're going to announce. Some of the stuff, not all of it.
Yeah, and I don't think I've seen as much of the stuff as you have, but there's definitely some cool stuff coming.
So we're going to have that. We'll talk about how you can find out what's going on, all that information in just a minute. I want to go through some of the crazy stuff and get the housekeeping stuff out of the way, because I didn't do a show last week because it was 4th of July.
That's right.
I was like, were you out of town? No, he was in Hawaii a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I didn't do a show last week because it was the 4th of July, which is a national holiday here in, it was that weekend. It wasn't actually on the Sunday.
It was Friday, so a beautiful 3-day weekend.
Right.
The weather was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
How was your 4th? What'd you do?
It sucked.
Oh, yeah.
So let me tell you what happened on the 4th. First of all, it's the weirdest thing out here in Washington State. Like, I was just talking about growing up in New England, where, out there, and I'm sure other parts of the country as well in the United States, they regulate fireworks by state. So it's illegal in Connecticut to have fireworks.
Oh, and here it's not
personal.
Only by state, but then there's per city.
Right, per city. So that's what I'm saying is when I was out, you know, there were each town would have, or some towns would band up together and, you know, put all their money together and buy a fireworks display. Out here, it's personal fireworks. I was driving home the day before the Friday before July 4th, and I drive by this, like, it's an Albertsons, a grocery store, and in the parking lot were these two little shacks at opposite ends. One was for the local high school, and one was for the local senior citizens selling fireworks.
Yeah. See, the city I live in here, no fireworks are allowed at all.
Well, wait a minute. The city I live in, there's no fireworks allowed at all. It just so happens I live literally, I think I talk about this, like 12 houses away from the city line for the adjoining city.
So on the other side of the city
line. Yeah. Right. So they're doing fireworks over there. That's the same, by the way, those are the same guys that are getting Fios and I'm not.
Wow, you should move.
Yeah, I know. I should move. I'm going to have a tough sell. Tell my wife we need to move 13 houses that way. So July 4th was over the holiday, or was over last weekend. We didn't do a show, but Saturday I decided to take my wife, and we have a dog, and we went up to the San Juan Islands.
Not exactly a dog.
All right. Listen to me.
It's more of a mom.
So let me tell you what happened. So my wife and I decide we're going to take one of the days, over this long holiday weekend, and we're going to go up to the San Juan Islands, which is a group of islands northwest of Seattle.
Up near the Canadian border,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, beautiful islands from what I understand. I've never been there. So on Saturday, we get in the car and we go on up, and we're headed out to one of the islands. We take a ferry out, you know, drive on the ferry, and you go out, you drive around the island. You know, we saw our friends, they have a beautiful house, and, you know, we're enjoying the island life. I'd love to live on an island, would you?
Depends on the island.
Yeah.
Do they have broadband?
No, not really.
Then no.
Well, I guess, I don't know. You know, that's a good question. My island is like, I want to live on like Tahiti or Bora Bora. And I'm still looking for that listener in Bora Bora who is going to invite me diving.
Even if I can get broadband in Bora Bora,
right,
the lag is going to be pretty bad.
I don't really care.
I,
you know what? Because I'm not. I got news for you. The last thing I'm going to be is online when I'm in Bora Bora.
But you're not going to be diving at 4 a.m. You're going to be playing Halo or something.
Says you. So I will. Anyway, so we're up there. We enjoy a day on the island, and we load the car onto the ferry on our way back. It's about a 40-minute ferry ride, so we're loading up. This big ferry holds like 200 cars. And I'm sitting there, parked a car, talking to my wife. Hey, I wonder how long the ferry's going to be. It looks like the sun's coming out. Bam!
Uh-oh.
I'm at a dead stop, and another car goes into my backside, goes into my bumper. So I look in the rearview mirror, and it's this this woman with driving with a bunch of kids and all this stuff. She backs up. Bam! Does it again.
See, and I've heard this before, but it doesn't stop being funny.
So I'm like, all right. So I get out of the car. I said, wait here, to my wife. I get out of the car. I walk over to the car, knock on the window. She sees me coming. She's probably panicking at this point. She rolls down her window. I said, could you stop hitting my car, please? She's like, I'm so sorry. Is there any damage? So we look at it. I said, doesn't appear to be any damage. Just stop hitting my car. So I go back into the, you know, when you're on a car ferry that's like only 40 minutes, you sit in your car. You snooze, you play your DS. Right, you do whatever you're going to do. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting in the car, and my wife's like, you sure you don't want to go out and check it? You know, I said, no, there's only a little bit of dust. I mean, there's not even paint. Everything's fine. So, but when I was talking to the woman behind me, I said, I want to make sure that when we get off, could you not hit me again? Please.
Yes, because twice is bad enough. No one wants to be hit three times in one day.
So we get off. We get off the ferry. We pull over the side. This woman, I just let her go by because I don't want to.
You actually did that?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, go. Okay, you're a mile away now, probably. Let me continue. So I get back in line. You know, there's, you know, when 200 cars are coming off a ferry. So we get off the ferry and we're sitting at a stop. I think we had a stoplight, or we're just all stopped. Somebody was at a stoplight. And I'm talking to my wife. Bam! Again! A third time.
Third time's the charm.
Not the same person that hit me before.
Thankfully.
So this one was loud, though. I mean, this you know, when you're in an accident, you know when there's a bad one versus, you know.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
This was loud. So, sure enough, we pull over. It was a van behind. Basically, this car was coming along, hit the car behind me, and that car hit me.
Oh, so it was a reasonably high-speed accident.
Yeah, so there was the car that hit the car behind me was going fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And he was stopped. He had his foot on the brake. He obviously lurched forward and hit the rear end of me.
Right.
Now, it hits the rear of our car. Wife's panicked because our dog's back there. We get out. We pull over, call the police. Police show up. Everything's fine. Unfortunately, the kid behind us was a young gentleman behind us and his girlfriend. He got taken to the hospital because of his neck. I think he was okay, but I think they're just being cautious, and I'm pretty sure he's okay now.
Yeah, you don't want to take chances with that.
So at this point, the police show up, we exchange all our information, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it was like, you know what? My wife and I, we got to go. So we get in the car because we just want to get home because it's just like, this is not happening. We get in the car, and sure enough, all the lights are on with the airbags. So the airbags did not deploy, but the sensing system was now all fouled up.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So the other thing is that the Prius has a black box where it records an event data recorder.
Right.
So I was going to have that.
Which, oddly, are not black normally. Maybe, neither here nor there.
Maybe it's in my car. So we finally get in the car. We go back home. So that was our hellacious weekend. So now I have to get the car. You know, I got the airbag straightened out. It's drivable. Let me be clear. It's drivable. There's actually a dent on the back of the car.
So that means new bumper.
You haven't even seen it yet. I'll have to bring it out to show it to you. I'm dealing with insurance. It's one of those crazy stories. But I tell people this story and I'm like, how many people got tagged twice on the bumper and then a third really hard time on the bumper, literally within 60 minutes.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
It's just anyway.
You should not go to the San Juan Islands anymore.
I think you're probably righty. I must say that.
Well, at least nobody was hurt. Car's not totaled, unlike some Priuses that get hit.
Yeah, you know. so it was pretty rough, but it's going to get fixed. I'll have it fixed when I can't deal with it now because I'm going to E3. And so what else do we got? Before we get into the E3 news, do you want to talk about some of the other stuff we have to chat about?
I don't get to talk about my July
4th. Oh, yeah, how was yours? You had a picnic.
It wasn't a picnic. I had a barbecue. Picnic implies you go somewhere.
Did you have cornbread? So,
I did not make cornbread this time.
Because, we had a barbecue here at work, and we didn't have cornbread, and I posted that on Twitter. I said, how could you have barbecue without cornbread?
I decided to take a different tack this time.
Which was
not to cook every single thing myself, because that's a lot of work.
So it was a potluck?
So I, kind of. I signed,
it's like a church dinner?
I signed up, no. No. I signed up for doing the actual meat on the smoker.
Right.
And I did coleslaw.
Right.
And everything else was up to other people.
Right.
So I did two pork butts on the smoker.
Right.
It's about 20 pounds of pork. It took about 13 and a half hours. And then I did three racks of ribs.
Yes.
Those were on for about 5 and a half. Made a big batch of coleslaw. Then people brought like four different kinds of potato salad. We had salad. There was a mud pie. There were odd fruity drinks. There was beer there, but oddly, no one brought cornbread. So I almost made cornbread, but then I decided, you know, the spirit of this is I'm not supposed to cook all the food.
Mm-hmm.
So no.
Sounds like fun.
Because just doing the smoker,
mm-hmm.
cooking something for 13 and a half hours, the prep work involved in doing that.
Right.
It's a lot of work, and I was fairly tired by then and wanted to drink.
Okay.
So
that's fair. So you had a good time.
Had a bunch of friends over, invited you and your wife.
We had another party to go to. This wasn't the day that it was the dread accident, though.
No,
this was the
but
day before.
You still didn't show up.
We did not show
up. But people ask, you know, why don't you ever have pictures of Major at your parties? It's because Major never comes
all
to
the
my
pictures
parties.
I see from your parties just are, they're not, their people are like getting silly, and I don't know.
That's just not your thing.
That's not my thing. I mean, I get silly, but
says
not,
the guy in the button-down suit.
Not with the camera around, let's put it that way.
Okay.
God only knows what Kotaku will do with that.
Oh, let's not go there.
So. Yeah.
Speaking of which, though, yes. I've got to give a shout out to Destructoid. I love their story about you. That was brilliant.
So one of the things was earlier this week, I was, I've got my MacBook Pro and I was getting ready for E3 and, you know, I've got boot camp on it so I can boot up Vista or XP. And then I have the Mac.
Right.
And I was like, I wanted to get a good blogging application that I can post to the blog. Just, you know, it's got a spell checker. It's a rich application experience.
Right.
So I was testing a bunch of them. I downloaded a few. People were telling me on Twitter to try this and try that. And I was posting draft forms to the blog. So just test post with draft.
Right.
Well, one
and
of them...
drafts no one will ever see.
Right. It's right. just... Well, apparently one of the applications, I don't know which one, but I thought I hit draft or I did something wrong and it published. Now, I deleted it immediately, but it was just like test post. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, the stuff you play like when you're playing on a typewriter or a computer or something when you're a little kid. You know,
right.
test.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
Right. Well, Destructoid picks it up as like news.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you guys doing?
It was a slow news.
Well,
day.
If you wanted me, you know, there you go, Destructoid.
It was great. It was like Major Nelson, you know, post. And then they contacted you for a comment.
Right. And I was like, oh, God, really?
That was brilliant.
So I guess, you know, if you wanted me to talk about you on the show, you guys got what you wanted. You happy?
I thought it was great.
Thumbs up there. So anyway, we're getting ready for E3. Do you want to talk about some of the stuff that's been released? We can just focus on E3. I've got an interview, so I want to roll the interview for one of the arcade games that we've had, Schizoid.
Things that have been released regarding E3? Or
no. I'm just saying the stuff like the Halo stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
So what do you want to do? You want to roll E3. The interview now, and then we can talk about that on the other side?
Let's talk about the Halo stuff.
All right, go ahead. Why don't you go through the Halo stuff?
So July 7th is Bungie Day.
It is. I've heard that.
Yes.
They told me.
They did.
Yeah.
That was nice of them because everybody else already knew.
Right.
But one of the very nice gifts that Bungie gave to their fans on Bungie Day was a new map for Halo 3.
What is Bungie Day, though, E?
Bungie loves the number 7. So 7-7 has traditionally been Bungie Day.
Mm-hmm.
And last year was 7-7-7, which was very special.
Super Bungie Day.
The Bungie Day-orama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there was a word for it that I don't remember at the moment. But this year on Bungie Day, the fans got a free map, Cold Storage, which is a remake of an old Halo 1 map.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun. It's up there. It's a free download. A lot of the matchmaking hoppers actually now require it. So make sure you go grab it if
it's
you're going to play Halo 3.
It's free. Grab it.
It's free. It's a lot of fun.
And it's not free for a limited time. It's free.
It is free forever.
Forever.
As part of this, also on Bungie Day, they dropped the price of the most recent map pack, the Legendary map pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer 800 points. It's now 600 points.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't come with a free Bungie Pro subscription anymore.
That's okay. So you give it, you take it.
Yep.
You do what you can do.
But Cold Storage, I don't know if you've played on it yet.
I was playing around in Forge on it.
It's a fun map.
Sure it is.
I like it. So
I've been trying to get KP to play it. What else are you playing, by the way? You want to continue
with that?
Huh? We can do that after. Let's continue.
Okay,
let's continue. You're talking about Bungie Day.
So there were some limited time gamer picks and themes that went up.
Yeah, you already missed it. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, unfortunately, they were up. Technically, it was 24 hours, but they went up a little early and stayed up a little late just to make sure that you know no one missed out because of time zones.
But unfortunately, I'm sure there's still people that may have missed out.
Yes. Sorry. But those were kind of cool. I've got one of the Bungie Day Gamer picks up right now, actually.
Yep.
Let's see. What
there was
else
a theme
has
up
gone
too.
Out recently? I said that, didn't I? Gamer
oh.
picks.
Oh, did
themes?
You say? Okay.
I think I did.
Okay.
Other stuff that's come out recently. Do we want to keep going on the theme?
Yeah, why not?
So on Arcade, just this last Wednesday, Schizoid
right.
finally came out.
Right.
Now, Schizoid, people may not remember, this was the game that originally came out of an XNA contest.
Yeah.
That was held last year, I think.
I believe it was last year, yeah.
So this was the winner. What they won was a publishing contract on
right.
Xbox Live.
Right.
Da, 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 da. It's a fun game.
Right.
So, and it's kind of cool that it was, I mean, this is real... You know, community gaming,
right?
Small team yeah. working on it, won a contest, and next thing you know, they're up on Xbox Live Arcade.
They're shipping a game. So Schizoid was out last week. We didn't have a show last week. Soul Calibur was out.
That's right.
And that came out.
The original Soul Calibur.
The original Wits and Wagers came out with some downloadable content.
Oh, yes.
Which was
right.
out last week. Mm-hmm. And then this week, now we're all over the map, Golf Tee It Up came out, which is kind of a cool golf game. I was playing a little bit of it.
I have not played that yet.
So do you play golf?
In real life?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I've played a few times.
Do you want to come out? Maybe we can just a little wager, maybe? Just a little bit?
No.
Okay.
Golf is not fun.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
So
neither is rock climbing.
No, rock climbing's a lot of fun.
Okay, there we go. There's the disconnect.
Until you fall.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Then you get up and you climb back up.
Then you climb back up. So anyway, so that's kind of what's going on there. You know, I think it's what we need to do right now is we need to stop for a minute. I want to roll that interview that I do with the guys from Schizoid since we're just talking about that. And then we'll talk about what we're playing on the other side. And then we'll get into the E3-ness. Joining me on the line is Jamie Fristom. Jamie is the programmer and inventor behind the new arcade title Schizoid. Jamie, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks. Thanks very much for having me. And I'd like to point out that although I came up with the first idea for Schizoid way back when, everybody else on the team was invaluable, and particularly Richard Garfield and Scaff Elias. These guys are famous because they're the guys who invented. Magic the Gathering, the card game, the very lucrative card game, and
sure.
and the Ice Age expansion, and they were the designers on the game. After I came up with the initial idea, Richard Garfield was the one who said, "Hey, let's make this co-op," which turned out to be what the game is—a co-op game.
So
and they did all the levels and most of the enemies, and were just incredible to work with.
So this game is now available on Xbox Live Arcade for 800 points. There's a lot of backstory to this game that I want to talk to you about, and that's why I wanted to get you on. Is that first and foremost, this was one of the very first games to be developed using the XNA Studio platform, correct?
That's true. The first professional game to have launched using XNA Game Studio.
And so basically people can go download this, and this is, you know, a part of our program that we have for the community games. What was it like working with those tools and then making the jump, and how did the conversation come about where you got the tap on the shoulder saying, hey, we want to make this into a, I don't want to say it wasn't a real game before, but, you know, we want to release it on arcade?
Well, we went actually the total traditional professional route, the same way most of the other Xbox Live Arcade games that went. We made our prototype. We were just playing around with XNA Game Studio because it was just for fun, really. And we made this game. We're like, wow, this is actually really fun. Maybe we could get this on Xbox Live Arcade. And so we brought it to the Xbox Live Arcade people, showed it to them. They said, yeah, this is really fun. This is a no-brainer to have this on Xbox Live Arcade. Let's do it. And then they said, you know, and then, only then did they find out, oh, you guys wrote it in XNA Game Studio? Okay, why don't you talk to the XNA Game Studio guys and see if they can provide you the tools you need to actually make this an Xbox Live Arcade game. We're not technically, there's sort of an XNA community that's going to launch at some point where people can share their games on Xbox Live Arcade, where anybody can share their game on Xbox Live Arcade.
Sure.
We didn't go that route. We went the pro route.
Yeah, I mean, it's and you're right. That's going to be coming later on this year. We announced that all at GDC a few months ago, back in February. But you see, you use the standard tools that, frankly, people can download right now and go ahead and create it. So why don't you, for people that haven't had a chance to play the game yet, and there's a free demo available on Xbox Live, why don't you explain the concept of the game to maybe some folks that are new to it?
Okay, so at first glance, just looking at it, it looks kind of like one of those abstract, glowy, 2D, top-down arcade shooters. But if you look closer, you'll notice there's actually no shooting going on at all. What you do to kill your enemies is you ram into them. And the trick is, two of you are playing. You and a friend. One's controlling a red ship, one's controlling a blue ship. And the red guy takes out the red enemies. blue guy takes out the blue enemies, and you get destroyed by each other's enemies. So teamwork is essential. You are constantly saving your friend's ass from... Can I say ass?
Sure you can.
Saving your friend's ass, saving your friend's ass from the ones that only you can kill, and he's saving you from the ones that only he can kill. And some of the levels are kind of puzzly. You have to work out together how to get past them, and others are just are chaotic action. You just have to be really tight and train with your friend and practice and to get it down.
So I also want to point out that this game doesn't use any of the buttons. You're only using the sticks, correct?
Yeah. It's like Pac-Man that way, I guess. All you do is move, and the key to winning is using your two ships in unison.
And then the other part of that is that really where this game really shines is the co-op game, the multiplayer. So explain how that works. It's probably best experienced if you're sitting there with somebody playing it together, correct?
Absolutely. If you download the trial and you just play the practice training single player mode, or you just play Uber Schizoid, you're not really getting the Schizoid experience. You have to find a friend, bring them over, play local co-op before you make your decision to buy. If you're dismissing the game on the basis of the practice mode not being fun, you really got to get a friend over and try it with him.
And there's
or,
also
or just buy or just buy the game and play it on Xbox Live Arcade. Well,
I was just going to say
trust
you can
me,
also
trust
play.
Me, you'll be glad you did.
Play. You can also play two people over live, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Because like you say, it's you can always have somebody come over and play it together, but you can also play it over live. You mentioned Uber
yes.
Schizoid mode. Explain that to me.
Okay, so back in the midst of time when I first had the idea for the game, I thought Uber Schizoid was the game. I thought it was a game where you control two ships, one with each hand. Like the left stick controls one ship, the right stick the other ship, and I thought this crazy hardcore mode was really fun, and that's when I showed it to Richard Garfield, and he said, I can't do this, nobody can do this, but why don't we make it co-op, and so we did, he saved the game, he made it his game, and just made this incredibly, incredibly fun co-op experience. When we tried it, we started playing some of the levels, and we were like, and we totally had that just one more quarter feeling, you know? It's like, oh, we just died, but if we did this and this and this, we'll be able to beat that level, and let's try again, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting you say, because I was you know, trying to play in Uber Schizoid mode, and it was like my brain could not grok it, you know? I can't have it's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach. Some people can do it, and some people can't. Clearly, you can do it.
You know, I will say it's easier than it seems if you stick with it. It seems impossible at first, but if you stick with it, you find sort of crutches. No human can truly multitask and pay attention to both ships at once. If you keep both ships super tight together and sort of think of one ship as being the fist or the gun, and the other ship as being the base, and just move them relative to each other, it starts feeling more like playing, say, Geometry Wars, and starts feeling like something you can actually do.
And some people look at it, and it has a Geometry Wars feeling, correct?
Yeah. We all love Geometry Wars, so we're definitely. I think there was definitely some influence there. The fast-paced, chaotic action.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a lot of fun on that level. Was it exciting to really work on this game and have the game, you know, start with this germ, the Uber Schizoid level, and then work with the guys who, you know, obviously have experience developing games, and then ultimately ship it? That's got to be pretty exciting for you.
Oh, it's totally exciting. I've been in the industry for 15 years, but it was sort of always working on bigger games where I was sort of just a cog in the machine, and we've never been able to make a game that we so felt was truly ours, you know.
Where do you you know, when you look at this, it's got to be also really good because you said you worked on other games before, but now you're delivering it digitally over Xbox Live, which is also an entirely new mechanism for game developers.
Yeah. And you know what? It was a fantastic launch experience. Usually there's sort of a fire. All my other games are retail, so it's like it's on a disc somewhere and people are buying it, but we don't know what's going on. We don't know how many people are buying it or whether they're liking it or not. To launch on Xbox Live Arcade and to start playing with strangers online, like we just started hooking up with people and playing with them and finding out what they think and watching people climb up the leaderboards, it's been crazy cool.
So what games are you looking forward to later this year?
What games am I looking forward to later this year? um, I'm just really looking right now. I'm looking forward to playing more Schizoid. My brother and I play a lot of co-op games, and
sure.
and like up until Schizoid launch, we were playing Rainbow Six Las Vegas, and now he's on the East Coast, so we're gonna be playing a lot of Schizoid in the near future. After that, I'm looking forward to Braid coming out on Xbox Live Arcade.
Yep.
That game's been a long time coming. I really can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely an exciting time of the year. Of course, we have E3, which is just a few days away, so I'm sure we'll have a lot more announcements around that. But, you know, you've done a great job shipping Schizoid, and I just wanted to get you on the phone and chat with you a little bit about it. I appreciate you coming over, Jamie, and just telling us a little bit about the game. And again, congratulations on shipping your first Xbox Live Arcade game.
Oh, thanks. Hey, can I tell you one other thing, which
absolutely.
Is one thing we're really excited about is we were just nominated. Penny Arcade just selected us to be one of the nominees for the PAX 10. This is like the Sundance or Cannes of video games, and it's just totally cool to have been nominated for that.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I was involved. I was one of the judges in the nominee process, and I know I put my vote in for Schizoid. So I'm
fantastic.
I was only one of many. It was great to see that a lot of the judges felt the same way, because it was thrilling to see some of the games were amazing, and you know, just to have yours rise above, and now it's available on Xbox Live Arcade. That's also very special. So congratulations on that too.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the vote.
All right, my friend. We'll chat with you later. We'll see you on Xbox Live.
Okay, thanks so much.
Schizoid available now on the Xbox Live Arcade, and as E said a little bit earlier, that game was from the XNA tools, so it's like a garage project that has gone mainstream.
Yeah, which is very cool to see.
Huh, what are you playing?
Okay, well, I'm playing a number of different things. I've actually played a lot this week, but number one thing that I'm playing, no surprise to anybody, Civilization Revolution.
You like that?
I love
I haven't even had
game.
A chance to look at it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an old-time Civ addict, just go get the game right now. Don't even stop to think about it.
Okay.
It is brilliant. Great console adaptation. They definitely changed the game. The maps are smaller. They simplified some things.
So it's managed for the...
It's designed to work well on a console and on a, you know... regardless of what kind of TV you have, whether it's, you know, big HD TV or a regular SD set, it's done so that you're going to be able to see what's going on.
Good.
But it's got that Civ fun factor.
Sure.
Just one more turn. Oh, wait, what's going to happen?
Keeps you going.
I've already got all four kinds of victories.
Did you make a space station yet?
I made a space station. That's one of them.
That's cool.
There's it's not actually building a space station. It's building a space ship.
Right.
And then you have to launch the ship, and you don't actually win until the ship gets to Alpha Centauri.
Right.
So depending on how you build your ship, it could take a different amount of time to get there.
I see.
If you lose before it arrives,
right.
You get taken out by one of the enemies,
right.
You lose.
Okay.
So space, I did this last time we ran a show too. Economic, cultural, and domination, wiping out all the other.
And if you're interested in it, you can just go download the demo.
There is a great demo up on Marketplace.
Yep.
I've actually had a number of people message me over live saying after I raved about this game last time, they went and got the demo and they're like, "Wow, this is great."
Good.
I also picked up the DS version.
Yeah, and I hear that's nice too.
It so far, I'd say it's very faithful to the console version. I had a business trip coming up, just a quick, you know, plane flight somewhere and back. I had some time where I was waiting for someone in the car. I've been playing it. It's really nice. Picked up Battlefield Bad Company finally.
We have not played yet.
You and I have not connected.
I've been sending
yet.
You messages. Like, you want to play? No.
Well, I got yours last night, but by the time I got it, you'd already gone to bed because I went out to dinner with a girlfriend. By the time I got home, it was like 11 something.
I was still playing to anyway, whatever. Yeah, basically, because I, you know, for this one thing I'm doing lately is when I'm playing Battlefield, I used to play with the laptop open and doing my thing, but now it's just I just leave the computer over there and I want to focus on the game.
Oh, well, now you tell me.
That's what's going on. So
okay. I'll check on live next time. I assumed you'd
gone. Yeah, I figure message me over live.
But having fun with Bad Company. Haven't played it a lot yet, but so far I'm like, oh, wow, this is really good.
I think I'm Sergeant Major. I've ranked up pretty high.
But you're not Major.
Not Major yet.
Okay.
Not just Major.
When you get to that, you're going to have to stop.
Right, that's where I have to stop.
Yeah.
Kind of like same thing I did in Halo.
Yes. Playing some Call of Duty again.
Mm-hmm.
Just had a friend who's like, come play Call of Duty with me. Played a few games the other night. That was fun. Got back into Halo 3 because of Cold Storage.
Yes.
Played some WALL-E.
Mm-hmm.
I played the first two levels. I liked it. It was one of those movie games that's, hey, this is pretty good.
Right.
All
right.
And Earth Defense Force. Still okay. Slowly working on my
Earth Defense
Force.
So you're still going through, I'm just kind of really stuck on doing Battlefield. I played the Olympic game. I'm not very good.
Oh, yeah?
Clearly I'm not an Olympian.
I have not seen that one yet.
So I'm playing a little bit of that. I played Ticket to Ride. Tried to get my wife to play Ticket to Ride, and she didn't really want to play as much as she wanted to tell me what to do. Which was so bizarre. We're sitting there.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just like, she's like, I said, do you want to play? She's like, no, I'll watch you. So as I'm playing, she's like, okay, now you need to do this. What? What are you talking about?
Here's the controller. Would you like to play?
She's like, no, I don't want to do it. You do it. I'm like, what? Stop it. So that's kind of what I'm playing. I'm going to be traveling for the next 2 weeks. I've got E3. We're going to talk about E3. E3 coming up, and then I come back for a few days, and then we turn around and go to Comic-Con.
Oh, I'm jealous about that.
Yeah, so that's...
I want to go to Comic-Con.
Yeah, so it's going to be a little crazy, but E3 is coming up. Let's stop and talk about E3 right now.
It's worth it.
So it is the Microsoft briefing. E3 is next week, or depending upon when you listen up.
Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Yeah, the business summit.
It is the big trade show for gaming in North America.
So that's coming up. It is not as some people may remember it. It used to be...
No, this is the new E3.
Yeah, this is Business Summit. This is the button-down version of E3.
Yeah, it is not open to the public.
Right.
It doesn't have the giant booths. You won't see Tony Hawk skateboarding in the middle of the show floor anymore, yeah. Things like that.
It's a little more... although we'll see what happens this year. So first couple things, if you're listening to this over the weekend leading up to the Microsoft press briefing, a couple things that I want to point out is that I'll be at the press briefing, which is Monday morning. I believe it starts at 10:30 Pacific time. So East Coasters, when you come back from lunch, we'll be ready to rock and roll.
Cool. And the press briefing is... If you're one of those people who wants to know what's coming out...
Right.
Watch the press briefing.
Right. Watch the press briefing. G4 TV will have it live on broadcast. So set your digital video recorders /TiVos/Media Centers.
Both of which are digital video recorders.
Right. I'm just... Yeah, okay. So make sure you set that up. Or if you want to stream it, they're also going to be streaming at G4. And I talked to Adam Sessler. Talked to him because I was going to post this, and I finally posted it earlier in the week. I called Adam, and I said, Adam, you guys aren't going to pull any shenanigans this year and cut away in the middle of any big trailers, are you? And they're like, no. I said, are you sure?
He's like, yes.
I mean, he wasn't happy about it either. So that's what's going to happen. So that's coming up. Let's see what else we have. I will be, the whole Xbox team is going down. So if you go to xbox.com/E3, we'll have all your coverage there.
Cool.
I will be live blogging this backstage. So when I'm backstage, I'll be live blogging it. Now, if Twitter goes down, I'll be using Breitkite. If Breitkite goes down, I'll be just, you know what? Go to FriendFeed. Sign up for FriendFeed. Because FriendFeed is where I'll just keep going around until I find a service that works.
Okay.
And FriendFeed keeps track of it for you.
Of which one you're currently using?
Well, yeah, it just feeds into it. Just takes all my stuff and feeds it right in.
What if FriendFeed goes down?
Well, then you guys are on your own. So, you know, it's end of story. So I'll be blogging that. Of course, I'll have a audio of the entire podcast up shortly thereafter is the moment that that technology allows.
Right.
And then see what else. We've got, there's Bringing It Home. That's going to be up on Marketplace.
Absolutely, which is usually, judging by the amount of downloads that goes through Marketplace every time E3 happens, mm-hmm. It's very popular.
Now, did you order for the servers? Did you order some more VIC-20s?
We got some more bits.
Okay, we got some more bits. You got some VIC-20s and maybe some Atari 800s.
We couldn't get the 800s. We got the 400s.
We got the 400 with the touch with the membrane pad.
Right, but the guts are the same. Don't look as nice, and the keyboard's not as good.
So you're pretty much all good to go there. So bring it home, and then of course we'll have announcements all week long. And most importantly, keep an eye on Xbox.com and also inside Xbox because I'll be doing daily wraps every day from the show floor that you can download.
Yep. I already told my son, check inside Xbox and Marketplace every day. There will be demos. There will be trailers. Right. There will be...
We don't know what the list is, but it's probably going to be like years past.
There's all sorts of goodness going up there.
So that's what's going on. Now, here's something that's interesting. A lot of people are asking if we're going to be doing a meet and eat.
Not exactly.
Well, you're not going to be there, so you're not going to be in E3, so it'll be an E-list meet and eat, which is a...
Which is a...
But what we're doing is...
You did not just do that.
We are going to be doing something. The Gamerscore blog guys have put something together, which is kind of cool, which is if you're in L.A. or the Southern California area, and you want us to get, you know, if you're watching the press briefing on Monday, or you're streaming it, or you downloaded it, and you want to talk about it, and you want to meet other members of the community, come on by to the Starbucks, and I'll put a link to it. It's the Starbucks near the L.A. Convention Center. It's at 1111 South Grand Avenue in L.A., CA 90015.
It's a meet and drink.
It's a meet and drink, and I think they're going to pay for it, too. They better.
I would hope so.
I'll talk to those guys about it. So
we ponied up for the burgers at the meet and eat.
So. No, they did. They did. They paid for it.
Yeah, but we take credit for it. That's how it works.
Oh, that's how I can't.
Come on, get with the program.
So anyway, so hopefully we'll see there. But either way, we've got a lot of great announcements coming up on Monday, and then of course the event throughout the week. There's a lot of different. You want to see something really cool? Check this out.
Shiny?
No, check this out.
Okay.
So you know, there's a lot that goes on at E3, and yes. My inbox has just been filling up, and this is I'm pretty excited about this. So this I'll be going to this E. This is the Rock Band party. I have my special VIP passes.
Nice.
So hopefully I'll be there.
I am missing out.
So you're missing that out. So I'll be you know talking about that. We'll be doing all sorts of cool videos.
Yeah, bringing it home is. I mean, the last couple of years, I think the last E3 I went to was 06.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
So bringing it home for me is. I mean, that's how I do it these days.
Yeah. So that'll be. And then I come back. We come back. I have like 3 or 4 days off. Then we turn around and go right back down and do a huge thing with Comic-Con.
I have to admit, this year I want to go to Comic-Con so badly, but there's just the schedule doesn't allow it.
So let me just say this: we're going to stop talking about E3 now, because we got to get going here and wrap up the show. We're going to have a much different conversation next week when we've announced all this stuff.
Oh yeah, we will have lots of good things to talk about.
Yep, and I'm sure we'll have some questions. So if you have any questions about what you've seen at E3, email me major@xbox.com, and we'll try to answer them for you the best we can.
And the answer to most of them will probably be just wait.
Yeah, maybe just wait, but we've got some cool stuff. So, and then I think I'm going to be going to the Sony and Nintendo briefings as well. I think I have invites to that as well.
Oh, excellent.
So I'm going to take, assuming I can, I mean, my main job is to make sure that I've got great videos for Inside Xbox and so forth. So if I can do it, I will definitely go to those events as well.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just, it's fun to see not only what do they have to announce that, hey, I as a gamer will like, but also everyone's style is so different.
Well, everyone's style is so different. I like the fact that I can go and just enjoy it and not have to blog and not have to post, not have to record. I can just sit in the audience and just enjoy the show.
Well, half the fun at events like this, honestly, is whether it's the Nintendo briefing or not, take your DS and turn on PictoChat.
Right.
You will see some of the most amazing things.
Right.
Like, sometimes you'll get, like, Gabe and Tycho, you know,
right.
Drawing
it's
in the audience.
It's crazy, crazy stuff. So that's E3. Keep an eye on Xbox.com and Inside Xbox. We'll have that covered, and I'll make sure all of this is on the blog as well. All right, we're gonna keep going along here. We've got Name the Game. Here is the Name the Game sound for last week. Did I say last week?
Last show.
Last show.
Week right. Before last?
Week before last. So yeah. that was Ticket to Ride.
Okay.
I mean, I thought it was pretty straightforward, but that was Ticket to Ride. So that was Ticket to Ride. Let me who's the winner? X Laser Bean XX.
So he's, with Leetspeak.
With Leetspeak.
Can you draw someone whose name is not in Leetspeak?
It's just a random drawing. That's the way that goes. So.
Okay.
So congratulations, you got yourself a Turtle Beach X1 headset. Oh, I got the X4 in, by the way. I'm not giving those away yet. I have an X4.
I want to see one.
Where is it?
Because I saw those on, I think it was in Gadget or Joystick.
Oh, I don't have it in here.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
So I've got the X4s. I'm testing those out. So I'm going to try to get some of those to give away. But we just gave away an X1, and then we're going to get ready for the next Name the Game, which, frankly, I don't know when the next show is going to be with the next 2 weeks filled with E3.
We've got to do a post-E3 show.
Yeah, exactly. So
we got to find time.
Hopefully we can squeeze one in. But here's Name the Game for this week. Yeah! If you think you know what that sound is, it's from an Xbox or an Xbox 360 game. Please send me an email, major@xbox.com, except you, E.
Oh.
major@xbox.com, put the subject, name the game, and then your guess, and then in the body put your gamer tag. Optionally, where you're from. I'm still looking for that listener in Bora Bora, Tahiti.
That could take a while.
So,
if I lived in Bora Bora and Tahiti, I don't think I'd be listening to
this. The last thing I'd be doing is downloading me, but that's the way that goes. So congratulations to this week's winner, who I just said earlier was X Laser Bean 5x something,
three laser
something
bean
something
X.
something, yeah. And good luck to send me an email for this week. Now usually we have E doing Xbox 101, and well, we're gonna not let you off the hook. You're on the hook for it, mister, so we'll go ahead and roll your intro right now.
It's time for Xbox 101 with Major Nelson and E.
So, nice little handy-dandy tip that Major pointed out, actually, when we were talking earlier, that a lot of people might not know about, involving the Xbox Live Vision camera.
Right.
So, the camera can be used in all sorts of places. You can use it for video chat. You can use it in games like Uno and Burnout and Band of Bugs, Bomberman. More and more games have been incorporating it so that, for instance, when you kill someone, they get to see you laughing at them, that kind of thing. But there's also other ways you can use it that a lot of people don't know about. It is a standard USB video camera, so you can unplug it from your 360 and plug it into your laptop, be it PC or Mac. I know for a fact it works on PC.
And I can tell you that it absolutely works on my MacBook or my Mac Mini that I have at home.
Mm-hmm.
I plugged it in. It was like, bam, it was there.
And it's a standard VGA camera, 640 by 480, yep. 30 frames a second, or 1.3 megapixel still frames.
Now, I will say this. When you hook it up, remember, as usual, the Xbox, the Vision camera does not have audio, so you're going to have to make sure you have a headset or something on if you want to do some teleconferencing.
Right. If you've got a laptop, most laptops these days have built-in mics. I've used it that way. You just plug it into your USB port, fire up MSN Messenger, turn up video chat, boom.
You're off to
It's very handy.
It is a very handy. Speaking of my Mac, you know, the new iPhone's out. 3G, actually.
Yes.
Are you excited for that?
I want to see one. Yeah, I'm curious.
I'm excited about them.
I still not, you know, I'd rather have a keyboard than a touchscreen.
Right.
But it looks cool. I want to check them out.
Yeah, I have an iPod Touch, so I'm going to upgrade that when I have a moment. I'm just bananas crazy. But
I'm going to give you a reminder from previous trade shows. Do not upgrade your phone right before leaving town.
Well, wait a minute. That's not my phone. That's just my iPod Touch.
But how many people do we know that have killed devices, and then you're going to be gone for basically 2 weeks?
Yeah.
You don't want to kill your iPod right before you leave.
Yeah, it's a little less. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, that's a good
wise Because then
tip.
You're sitting on the plane. I want to listen to some music. Oh, crap.
I don't have it because I got to spend a half hour trying to rebuild it or do something like
that. Yeah, I once made the mistake of upgrading my phone right before leaving on a trip. Never going to do that again.
Yeah, so. But yeah, the new iPhone's out. I'm excited about that. You know, I wasn't, and then I was, and then it's like, you know, I'm getting sucked into the reality distortion field fast. Really fast.
I have to admit, it sounds great. I want to see one. I want to see the HTC Touch Pro,
right,
which is the... I mean, size-wise, similar to iPhone touchscreen, but has a slide-out keyboard.
Right.
Runs on Windows Mobile. I think those ship in a couple of months. I want to check those out, too.
While we're talking phones, I must tell you this, and I've been meaning to bring this up for a while. Do you want to know one of the most annoying sounds, pretty much, that just, like, drives me crazy?
You're not talking about when you call me?
No.
Okay.
No, not that sound. Do you want to know what sound it is?
Sure.
It's this sound. That Nextel bleep drives me crazy. I hear it everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's very distinctive.
It's very distinctive. And people seem to think that when they hear that, you know, the people that have the Nextel phones, hey, folks, you guys are yelling into your phone. I don't want to hear your conversation. I don't. All due respect. Go outside. you know, I'm trying to keep my phone conversation quiet. I mean, it's not even a phone. It's kind of a walkie-talkie at that point.
Yeah, that's the two-way communicator technology.
God, it's just like I just want to just take that thing and throw it out the window.
Did you have a bad... run in with a Nextel person or something?
No, not at all. It's one of those things where it's pervasive. It's like, it's the, you know, like some people have certain things at certain frequencies that just drive them crazy. That one is like, I can hear it. I'm like a dog. I can hear it a mile away.
Gotcha. Boop. Ugh. I can't remember the last time I heard it in the wild. These days, everyone's texting. So
yeah.
Which is why I like phones with keyboards.
So now we're on to strange things that I can't figure out. Let me bring this up.
Wait. This is going to be a really long show.
Yeah, this is, but deal with it. It's E3 Spectacular. Here's something I can't figure out. So the weather was a little rough a couple, 3 weeks ago.
Right.
It was hot. Now, I don't have air conditioning in my house because where I live, I have a lot of trees around me. I really generally don't need it. But I noticed I had to go to Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever the super duper lumber yard is of late. And I noticed there, you know, it was really hot and there were pallets and pallets of air conditioners. I'm like, people are probably buying them.
Which is the exact opposite of what we were dealing with 6 months ago.
Right.
When there were constant power outages and we wanted generators and they had none.
Well, so here's what's interesting is, and I don't know if this is because there's so much new construction out here on the West Coast, but the reason there's pallets and pallets of air conditioners here is because I don't know who the buyers are for these superstores, but they're asleep at the wheel. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Out here on the West Coast, all of the windows open side to side. And you can't take those air conditioners that are meant for windows that open up and down and slide. You can't just take an air conditioner and flip it up 90 degrees because you just can't.
Right.
It's just, it will not operate. So I'm standing there going, why don't people figure this out that they're ordering the wrong ones.
But those are the ones they use on the East Coast.
For a majority of the people out here on the West Coast, you cannot use those air conditioners. It's just completely useless.
I had not noticed this.
And I'm sure there's people that have like, oh God, an air conditioner. They pay the $400, $500, get it home. And they're like, ruh-roh.
Yeah.
No, we can just put it. And then I'm sure there's even people out there that are flipping it upside down. And then it
falls out the window.
Falls out the window, stops working, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it is one of those things where I'm like, it must be because of the new construction that all the windows open side to side as opposed to up and down. I cannot think of any other reason. I'm asking you, my listeners, email me, major@xbox.com. Tell me why this is, because it's...
Yeah, I'm sure somebody listening knows this.
There's got to be a builder out there who can tell me, who can answer, riddle me this, so...
See, yeah. I've... A couple
you
of years
know what
ago,
I'm talking about, right?
I do.
Okay.
But I just... Yeah. I've got an air conditioner now, so
yeah,
I don't have this
problem. Yeah, because your part of the town is a little warmer than mine.
That and with the dogs being home and the cats, and it's just... And when I had fish, it's a lot easier if the house doesn't get too hot.
Right.
It also means that, you know, starting here in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have a lot of house guests at night. Because there's that like 3-4 weeks a year here where it's just you get home and it's kind of miserable.
You never. And then it eventually, like at 11 o'clock at night, it's gorgeous out.
Oh, yeah. And it's already to the point where it's like it's light until 10 o'clock.
Well, we're past the longest day of the year. We're now on our back. We're now on the backside of that mountain.
Did I miss the solstice? Oh, it was. Yeah,
you
did. Didn't I?
Yeah.
I just forgot about it. Yeah, I didn't actually miss it.
So that's kind of that. That one is just completely, completely puzzling me. You got any other gadgets? We talked about the iPhone. Air conditioners don't count as gadgets.
Do I have any other gadgets? Recently?
I'm dealing with a new Sprint phone that I've borrowed that I can't. I'll show you after the show. I don't want to bring it out right now. But
is this you borrowed it for E3?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Ooh,
it's really really cool.
Nice.
So apparently it's got good connectivity and tethers and all that stuff.
So interesting gadget story. Actually, this is more of a computer story. But so my girlfriend has a laptop. It's one of those big 17-inch screen gaming laptops.
Yep.
The thing's a beast. I mean, it's great. She can, you know, she loves it because she can play WoW with all the detail cranked up on it. But the thing is big and heavy, and the power supply is huge.
Real? Oh, yeah, of course it is, because it's a gaming laptop.
Yeah, this thing sucks power like, you know, like a big PC. So big power supply. So dragging the power supply, like, from her place to my place is a real pain.
So you got another one?
No. Actually, that's what I thought I would do. I was like, you know what? I'll be nice. I'll buy her a spare, keep it at my house, and that way we don't have to drag the power supply back and forth.
Right.
Not so easy. I emailed the company and said, hey, I want to buy a spare power supply. They won't talk to me.
Why not?
Because I'm not the original purchaser of the laptop, therefore they don't have to support me.
But all you want to do is buy an accessory.
Yeah, they won't give me the part number.
What?
Because I'm not a registered owner of one of their products.
Can't you just flip the unit upside down and get a part number?
Yeah, and they looked it up and my name wasn't on it and they refused to have anything else to do with me.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I never heard of that. They don't want to make a sale?
I just want the part number. I see power supplies on your website. I don't know which one to order. Can you just tell me which one goes with it? Because, of course, the part numbers on the laptop don't match the ones that are actually on the power supply she already has.
Right.
So I can't tell which is which. And, yeah, they won't tell me what's going on.
That's too bad.
I'm completely befuddled by this.
That is.
Why would you tell someone that, you know, you have not bought a computer from us? And by the way, it says in our terms of use that you can't resell our computers.
What?
So yeah, I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So that was my attempt to buy a new gadget.
All right, well, I can dig that.
Other than that, I'm burning through Netflix movies like mad right now.
You are?
I am. I love Netflix.
Of course you do. What's not to like?
I just upped my subscription to 4 movies at a time.
Right.
And that's really nice.
Good.
So I'm going to go home and watch a movie right now.
Good for you.
As soon as we're done here.
All right, we're going to wrap up the show because I got to get my stuff together and get out to E3 and get things cooking. So I want to thank our good friends at Centricom.net, providing MajorNelson.com with a secured and assured hosting environment. I also want to thank CashFly for their services and, most importantly, you for downloading my show. Have fun, play fair, send feedback, or file a complaint, and go Whalers.
Go Flyers.
And I will talk to you from E3 and all sorts of other places, and we'll talk to you the next time we do a show. Later.
Are we playing Battlefield tonight?
Do you want to fly?
I do. I have a friend coming over. We're going to watch Syriana, which I got from Netflix. After that.
I'll see if we can do it.
So it'd be...
I got to finish packing.
Okay, pack first, then play. Because it'd be like 10:30, something like that.
Three times I got hit.
That's
freakish, isn't it?
Yes. I mean... It's a little less freakish when you consider the fact that two of them were by one person.
Right.
But still.
Right.
That getting hit by two different people within a mile is pretty strange.
It was a few miles, but it was literally within an hour. It was crazy.
And the fact that the one lady hit you twice, I'm still having trouble wrapping my head around that concept. I hit someone, I back up, and then I hit them again?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't know. People are just, I just don't know. I do not know, E. I do not know. So I'm really excited about E3. I can't stand it.
I didn't want to say anything because I can't remember if it's actually been officially announced or not. But
then
there's
don't
at
say
least
it.
One demo. I'm not going to. But there's at least one demo going up that personally I'm excited about.
Okay.
And it's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And we're almost there. A couple of days.
Almost there.
there's going to be some good stuff.
So we'll talk about that. When I get back from E3, we'll see if we can kick out a show since we kind of need to.
Somewhere in between E3 and Comic-Con.
Right. We can maybe squeeze one out.
Now, there's something I want you, if you can, mm-hmm. if you see this mm-hmm. at Comic-Con, mm-hmm. if you can buy it for me. Mm-hmm. So I saw this. One of the Red versus Blue guys had one when I was up in Vancouver. I don't know. When was that? 2 months ago? Mm-hmm. Caboose.
Right.
Joel. It's a Captain America hoodie. Like, dark navy blue with the Captain America shield logo in the dead center.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, that is so cool. Where did you get that? He goes, oh, I got it at Comic-Con last year.
So what they should do is if anybody sees it at Comic-Con this year, send a note over live to E, and then you'll text me.
Okay, there you go. All right. I was going to say, don't tell them to buy them because I'm not going to buy 1,000 different.
No. Yeah, okay, just send a note to E, and he'll point me in the right direction.
Perfect.
All right, we're going to wrap this show up because I got a pack, and maybe we're going to play Battlefield, or maybe not. We'll find out.